and 10 with Ty Walker, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Kevin Scott, reminding you to remember the time you've been listening to The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Friendly family man George, not so modest single guy Craig, and totally twisted, highly unstable Gordon. It's Dunham and Miller tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we're wrapping up for today from out here at Cellular. Singular Wireless, that is, in Valley Ranch. And I believe Big Dick Hunter is close at hand.
You are correct about that. Hello, Hardline.
Hi there.
How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Tonight we'll be talking Stars hockey with Brent Severin at 8:30.
Pretty good game to talk about.
Man, an incredible game to talk about. Absolutely.
When's the last time the Stars would come back when they were down 4-1?
Yeah.
To win the game.
You know, he and I talked a lot about, you know, when a hockey team kind of has it in their head, even though they'd never admit it, hey, we're going to lose this game. And that right there might be a prime candidate. You know, one where you're down enough to where you're thinking, okay, it's time to give some of the guys that don't get a lot of minutes some work and all that. But seems like you kind of didn't want to give up on that one. So we will discuss that. I also have a PetSmart dilemma. I know you guys are big on pets. I found myself in the middle of a situation on Saturday afternoon that I just didn't know what to do with. It was a guy was walking out of there carrying a cat. Without a carrier or anything. The cat jumped out of his arms and starts running under cars. So all the PetSmart customers, all of us that were out in the parking lot, helped him out and surrounded the car, and we got the kitty out from under the car. And this one woman had an empty carrier with her to put the cat in. As soon as she got that cat in the carrier, she lit into this guy about not having a carrier and told him in no uncertain terms that he was going into that store right then and purchasing a carrier, and she was not going to see it any other way. Would you guys have done that?
Would I have demanded that?
Would you have made that kind of a scene? Yeah.
No. No. And if I'm the guy, I wouldn't let anybody tell me what I was going to go in and buy either. I'd probably told her, hey, thanks for helping me get my cat, but, you know, you don't run my life.
Well, it was real tense for the rest of us that had helped rescue the kitty because it kind of interrupted our feel-good moment, you know? And it kind of made it worse that he was a third worlder, and I'm not real sure that he understood everything that was going on. And then all of us sort of had to find awkward ways to excuse ourselves.
All right, that's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. It's two-minute drill time right now. This is brought to you by DeFreitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your story has become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words, I was playing a little Dutch boy. Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the two-minute drill, coach.
I was playing a little Dutch boy when a deranged fisherman climbed in through my window and cleaned his catch on my mattress. Either that or my ex-wife has been fixed.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I was playing a little Dutch boy. That figures. Big Dick chasing after Kitty.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I was playing a little Dutch boy. Is it wrong to handle up on your business while trying to clog up an American standard?
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
I was playing a little Dutch boy. There has been such great controversy about the charity challenge and my head shaving incident. I suggest...
You're on the two-minute drill and you got the last word. Go.
I was playing a little Dutch boy. If you don't...
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Kevin... out here twisting and tweaking, thanks to Lisa and Zeb on the promotions front. Thanks to the ticket chicks on duty, who would be Sarada, Lee, and Hillary. Thanks to the folks out here at Singular Wireless for having us, and thanks to everyone who dropped by today back at the mothership. Thanks to Danny Paul, Psycho Dave, Kevin Scott, Barb Smith and Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, and thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Stay tuned. Coming up next, the top 10, followed by Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus. We are back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.